welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruise Wiggins, and today we continue our practice, we conclude our work and our practice in the book of Galatians. The letter to the Galatians completes today with verses 16 through 18. Peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule, and to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Brothers, amen. You can hear the disgust in Paul as he's finishing up his work to the Galatians. Short and sweet, talking about the law, completing the needs that Gentiles must understand that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and finding no reason to be circumcised under the law. No reason to boast, as he mentions. This is what our today's poem is about. It follows this amazing rule of mercy and peace. You know, it seems we were all raised to be the best at something, seeking to be praised by some sort of feat, not normally done by others. This, my friends, is where humanity became weak, striving to be something that God didn't speak. We have learned to listen and lift up the weak, while confusion reigns in many, making them unable to speak. We want praise, but until we figure out how to give him all the praise, then we wander in a circle of life, seemingly afraid and incomplete. Frightened of death, not sure why to even say, while many face life head on and seek thrills over fame, while even still many seek only to practice the word of God in silence as the Eternal has ordained. Like Paul, somewhere along this road to your Emmaus, you'll encounter reasons why you'll bear the marks of Jesus on a body devout, willing to give a part of himself as the joy redemption releases. As we tighten our belts, willing to go the extra mile if that's what Jesus calls us to do in his will, to find life eternal, to share in love, faith, and hope, whole, complete, mercy alive, daily, greet. Amen. Please pray with me our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe you died and rose for me. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Lord, we're praying for Ukraine today. As we speak the name of those who are suffering in the daily desire to be more, to have more land, to have more ability to bring goods into their people, to be in control of the world by fright. Lord, we pray for this person. So we continue to pray for the people suffering by his orders. We pray for our children as we do each day, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Ellen, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren every day, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We don't see them often, but we think of them every day. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we'd pray for, as we pray for the dying, as we do each day. Lord, may you give them peace in their last breath. As I continue to pray that somebody prays for me when I'm taking mine. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruise Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study, or conclusion, we should say, of our practice in Galatians. We've been in the letter to the Galatians the last couple of months now. We're closing up today with verses 16 through 18, one stanza poem. It's titled, Boasting Not, Rule Follow, All Be Mercy and Peace. Boasting not, rule follow, all be mercy and peace. God of Israel, man's kind's only masterpiece to increase. Me trouble not, Paul insisted to the Galatians weak. Body mine have Jesus' mark, evidence complete. Amen. Thank you, Paul, for this letter to the Galatians as we close today in your honor. Just sharing that beauty of the love that you've given in our hearts for Christ, saved in so many ways to take upon the world without fright or worry, to just give your all to the Lord, and hopefully He will forgive you as you forgive others. And it seems each and every day that you want to talk about things that you're experiencing in your life. And the Lord reminds us as we enter this season of the Lent that we take upon the joy of giving without knowing what the left hand is doing to the right. Sometimes it's going to hurt, mercy is. Sometimes charity doesn't always feel financially set. But take the plunge and God will reward you without a single fret. And that is faith in your Savior, our Lord, each day we pray. So we're closing up today. We're going a little over. Now it looks like we're going to be closing at about 7:43 in the name of Jesus. Calling out to my good, amazing soulmate in Christ, Tony. I love you so much. And my good friends, John and Marie. Have an awesome day in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.